Tram wrote another very interesting column today, how the SEC would do their football schedule, whether they would have 8 conference games or 9 conference games schedule. He said they could be looking at a 1-7-7 scheduling plan where you have one annual game against the traditional rival, with the other 7 conference games rotated evenly among the other 14 schools. You could do it every 2 years, you know, every other year, or, you know, 2 of every 4 years. But basically that would mean that every SEC member would make at least one appearance on every campus at least one time every 4 years, all right? And he points out that, like, Texas A&M, they joined the SEC in the summer of 2012, and that Texas A&M and Georgia have only played each other once since then. They played in 2019. And so this would at least guarantee that, you know, every conference member is going to be on every campus at least every 4 years. Now, the downside, though, Mark, on the 8-game schedule is – they schedule too many pushover games. The SEC does. And he said that's unbecoming of the toughest, you know, league in college football. And so, but he said the good side of the 1-7-7 model, Marcus, would leave room for OU to schedule Bedlam every year. So the other one that they would be looking at, Mark, would be the 3-6-6 model is, and that's the one that he likes best, is, and we talked about this, I think, earlier in the week or last week, 3 games against annual opponents. So on your schedule, you would have 3 opponents that you would play every year, all right? And then the other 6 opponents would be played either every 2 years or twice every 4 years, right? But in that one, you would have 9 conference games, which he says is best for your conference. I mean, because the Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12 all play 9 conference games. And so the 9 conference games is better, but then you would possibly lose out on Bedlam if you had 9 conference games, Marcus. What are your thoughts?
The 3-6-6 model, that's essentially 4 14-team pods, right? And then you play two from the other 3 pods, you know, okay,
yeah,
I got
essentially,
you.
Essentially, you're playing three games annually against,
right.
Yeah, you can say, yeah, same pot. I mean,
so for like Oklahoma, that would be
the same,
you know,
3 opponents every year.
Texas, yeah. Missouri, and Arkansas, or Texas A&M and Arkansas, whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so 3 every year. It looks like Texas would be every year, Marcus. I mean, assuming that they put OU Texas against, you know, Texas and Texas A&M.
The recent developments make it interesting on what happens with, like, I love the pods, and I think the pods would work, especially if all you do is add 2 more games, and you make a whole bunch more money by having a semifinals and finals in the SEC. But now that the NCAA says you do not have to play in divisions in order to have a conference championship game, that could also be appealing to the SEC. You're basically going to guarantee yourself a team in the Final Four every year. So I would say that's, to me, I like the pod model. They can save all the room they want for Bedlam. It ain't happening. They're not going to play in football. I think they would not play in football when Oklahoma goes to the SEC. At least maybe once every 10 years or something like that, but I wouldn't see it happening.
Is that from OU standpoint, OSU standpoint?
Yeah.
Who does not want to play that game?
I'm not sure they really either want to play that game. It's a tough game. I mean, you add on Oklahoma State as one of your non-conference games while playing in the SEC. I just don't see it happening.
OU used to have Texas as a non-conference game, and they played it every year. I mean, to me,
well, but the Big Eight was one, usually a 1 and sometimes a 2 game schedule for them. The SEC will not be that way, yeah. And I just don't think it'll happen. It might happen once every when I sat down with Chad Weiberg at Oklahoma State, he said, hey, look, you know, we've kind of got a lot of games scheduled on our non-con going forward, and the scheduling model is pretty clear with what they're doing right now, or what OU's doing is you play one good marquee game against a Power 5 opponent. This year they're playing Arizona State. Then you play a you know, you play a one double A opponent home game, and then, you know, maybe one other game of a power, a group of five type team. So I don't know. I think that all the other sports, 100% yes. But I don't think it would happen in football.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Well, that's and I think that's the reason for this column is it's going to be a big deal whether they go to an 8-game or a 9-game conference schedule. If they go to the 9-game conference schedule, I get it. That there's just you're not going to play a 9-game SEC schedule and play OSU every year. But if they go to that 8-game schedule, Marcus, well, and they don't play each other, you know, if it's from OU's side of things, I mean, that just doesn't make sense. Because to me, if they go to the 8-game schedule, you can't schedule three rum-dums and have one legitimate game. OU, in the past, they have had, you know, two legitimate games. Back when, you know, if it was an 8-game conference schedule, I mean, you have, you know, two of the four should be legitimate games. And so there would be room. I mean, to me, there would be no reason not to have OSU unless it was on OSU side of things, unless OSU just refused to play them. But to me, it sets up if they have eight games, well, then you have OSU and you have another legitimate game, and then you have the two easy games. That's fine. I sure hope OU doesn't fall into the deal of playing three easy games, you know, if they have an eight-game schedule. If they have nine games, well, then I got you. You know, Bedlam's probably out. But you're saying it's out either way, right?
I think it's out either way. I mean, if you look at the future schedules for OU, I mean, you know, next year Georgia comes to Norman. I mean, that's going to be a super interesting game. A lot of Tulsa on the schedule. But I don't think under any circumstance would OU not play, you know, one good marquee game out of conference.
But again, these are
all scheduled. I mean, like, are you going to add it to? I guess you could replace, depending on when OU goes to the SEC.
Right.
Like, for example, they got LSU on the schedule in 2027.
They have Alabama.
Replace Oklahoma State with that.
They have a future series with Alabama that could get replaced.
That's about 2033.
Yeah. What about when all these marquee games for OU that have already been scheduled or have already been played? I mean, is there not room there to play Oklahoma State? It really bothers me.
If it's a 9-game schedule, though.
Why?
You know, well.
Why?
Well, because you're going to be playing them the same team every year. I mean, would you rather have different teams every year on the good game, the non-conference game, or the same team?
I just think the game is so good for the state. That's why, you know.
It's really good for the state. But I'll say this. I mean, and I love it. I would love to see it. I'm just telling you what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
If you run through the gauntlet of the SEC and then have lost the Bedlam game or something like that, I mean, and that keeps you from, you know what I'm saying? And it's almost a little bit of the same scenario, I think, when OU goes to the SEC. Oklahoma State fans won't want to hear this. It's kind of like Kansas, Wichita State in basketball or OU Tulsa basketball back in the day. You're kind of playing in the, you know, in the ultimate league. You don't want to lose to a team that's considered to be in an inferior league.
I get where you're coming from. I just think it's sad. I never thought I'd see the day when OU and OSU were ducking each other, but I guess that's what we're going to see.
It's a shame. And if they go to the 8-game schedule, the SEC does, and they don't play, I think that's a crime. I do think it's a crime if they don't play each other. If they're playing, I mean, Tram, you need to read Barry Trammell's column today, folks. I'm not going to run through all these, but he goes through the non-conference schedule that the SEC teams are playing this year, and it's been like this for many years, I understand. I mean, it's a joke that, that teams like Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, LSU, I mean, are playing, you know, like Alabama plays Utah State, Louisiana Monroe, and Austin Peay, you know. Auburn's playing Mercer, San Jose State, Western Kentucky. I mean, it's a joke to play three rum-dums in 1 year. That's just it's not good for college football. It's been one of my pet peeves for years, right, Matt, on college football are the mismatches that we have, especially in the month of September. The SEC carries it out to 1 week in November every year. They have a weekend where they're all, you know, having their mismatches. I don't like that. I don't know. To me, I think for the conference to be legitimate, they need to have a 9-game schedule, you know, selfishly, so we could still see Bedlam, you know, maybe the 8-game schedule, because I just don't think Bedlam's going to happen, you know, with the 9-game schedule. So, anyway, it is something to watch. I realize we might be a few years away from that, but a lot of those decisions maybe are going to be made here in the next couple of years. Marcus, what's going on at H&H?
I mean, college football – That whole world is so nuts right now.
Yeah,
that
it is.
You just don't even know where we're going to be in
right.
2 years, 3 years,
yeah.
10 years. I still think it's moving way more towards autonomy from a couple of leagues and a lot of people invited. And you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Again,
no,
I
got
think
you. I think you're right.
We got to pay attention to when this Big 12, the Big 10 TV deal gets done and who they decide to partner with. And if they kick ESPN out of covering the Big Ten, that is basically going to be the equivalent of the nuclear war between SEC, ESPN, and Big Ten and Fox.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.